evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, August 17th. Top stories for today. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and all members of the government's administration vowed to give its focus to the people and the country. At the investiture of federal awards, honours and medals in conjunction with the official birthday of the Yang Dipertuan Agong at Istana Melawati today, he further stressed that the fight against COVID-19 is not over.
Batik bersama anggota pentadbiran negara committed untuk membawa negara kembali kepada keadaan normal di mana rakyat bebas bergerak, perindustrian dan perniagaan berjalan dengan lancar.
The High Court will rule this Friday whether to allow a judicial review application by 33 assemblymen against Sabah Governor Juha Mahirudin's decision to dissolve the State Assembly. Judicial Commissioner Leonard David Shim set the date after hearing oral submissions from Tengku Fuad Ahmad, who represented the assemblymen, State Attorney General Brendan Keith Soh and Senior Federal Counsel. The Sessions Court here today set September 8 for mention of the case involving the husband of YouTuber S. Pavitra, M. Sugu, who was charged with possession of an offensive weapon in public and causing injury to his wife. Judge Norashima Khalid set the date after Deputy Public Prosecutor Liana Zawani Muhammad Radzi asked Pavitra, 28, to write an official letter for the prosecution to discontinue the case against the husband. A teenager has been sentenced to imprisonment by the High Court here today for causing the death of 23 people in a fire at a Tahfiz centre almost 3 years ago. In delivering the High Court's decision, High Court Judge Dato' Azman Abdullah said the defence had failed to raise reasonable doubt in its case throughout the trial. The juvenile was accused of murdering and causing the death of 23 residents at the Pusat Tahfiz Darul Quran Ittifaqiyah at Jalan Keramat Hujung, Kampung Dato' Keramat, Wangsa Maju between 4:15 a.m. and 6:45 a.m. on September 14, 2017. New Zealand's Prime Minister postponed the country's general election today by a month to October 17th as the city of Auckland remains in lockdown due to a new outbreak of the coronavirus. Jacinda Ardern has been under pressure to put off the polls as political parties said it was impossible to campaign in a way that would ensure a free and fair election. The election was scheduled for September 19 and New Zealand law requires it to be held by November 2nd. And advanced voting will start on October 3rd. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.